Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to the weirdest smooth drama show ever. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. To holler at me, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. I was talking about Stacey Dash and how, hey, she's an old black actress. What y'all expect her to do? She can't do anything but what she's doing. I mean, she's not talented, has no range. She has to talk stupid. Did she not come into the acting game talking stupid? So if I come in the door talking stupid, I gotta leave out the door talking stupid. It kind of makes sense to me, but I guess to some folks, they don't get it. They're like, oh, Stacey Dash, she's so terrible. It's like, she's doing what she's always done. I'm clueless. I'm stupid. And on that note, I'm going to break. This is Red Man Method Man. Father's Day.
Thank you.
together you've got to smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Your host, Mr. F the N word. That was Red Man, Method Man. Father's Day. If you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, as always, you know, I am a lover of studies. You know, these studies, they make me laugh. I see them, and they just do something to me. It's like they move me like diarrhea. For example, there's a virtual therapy that's supposed to help you with depression. See, because virtual reality, you just be whoever you want to be, whatever you want to be. You'll feel better in the virtual world, and then once you get out of the virtual world, supposedly you'll feel better in the real world. I'm like, I don't get how they say that. I mean, because I believe the great poet Flavor Flav once famously said, you can't stop reality from being real. So, yeah. you're gonna have folks doing their virtual reality thing for depression, and then where everything is going good for them, and then they're gonna get out in the real world, and then they're gonna be like, yeah, no, it's gonna suck. I mean, I thought virtual reality therapy was what they call video games, but maybe that's just me. Then there's another one. Virtual reality could help researchers understand heroin addiction. Now, this one is through the University of Houston, where you'll strap on a virtual reality headset and navigate a heroin cave to help try and kick your addiction. I guess the researchers are looking to see if making their way through a simulated house party crammed with stimuli aimed at evoking cravings for heroin will help better equip those who suffer from addiction to do so in the real world. Yeah. So, basically, you're going to go through there, and this environment is like a house party where the drug is snorted and where one is injected. And so you'll just go through there, and it's supposed to augment and trigger a heroin craving. And I'm sitting up here like, hold on a second. This is supposed to be therapy to understand the addiction. And I'm like, it seems like they ain't trying to cure it. It seems like they're trying to make you want to do it. Because it says, and I quote, augment sensations and trigger a heroin craving. Now, y'all know I'm a conspiracy theorist. So, when I hear augment sensations and trigger a heroin craving, I'm sitting up there, I'm thinking about the movie that they stole from my homegirl from the third eye, The Matrix, where everybody's in their little virtual pods living out a fake reality. So, you're in this fake reality, and you're getting these sensations, and I mean, shit, they got you living in the heroin house. Just going through there, getting a craving, and so what, you gonna get a hit and be good to go, nodding off for the rest of your life while they siphon whatever energy from you, whatever the hell they doing, psychic vampire type, man, craziness. That's your virtual therapy. I mean, I'm looking at it now like, if you take virtual, you know, reality of, if not taking the drug, but obviously if you're doing the virtual reality and like, oh yeah, this is fun. I mean, who's to say that it's not geared to wire your brain and, as they say, augment the sensations so that you want to do that more than you want to do anything else. I mean, that sounds like causing an addiction, not something where you'll be curing it. Like, I don't know. That don't sound right at all. Kind of crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. Yeah. That's our study of the day. Now, some of you may know about what was happening with Apple and the FBI, and how FBI has been talking about we need you to unlock the iPhone, and a judge just blocked it today, but they have talked about unlocking the iPhones. Now, Apple says if we unlock it, it will leave owners vulnerable to cyber criminals and other hackers. And saying that the FBI's request to help access the phone would set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion on the privacy and safety of its citizens. Like, don't they already do that? Haven't they been doing this forever and a day? Shit, ain't that how J. Edgar Hoover got famous in the first place? And got powerful? Because he had a file on everybody. His files were ridiculous. He was the man. And the woman. But that's a whole nother story. But the point is, you know, when they're talking about, oh, yeah, we're not going to do it, you know, it's like Apple CEO is, like, making this stand. It's like, shit, they've been spying on the American people forever. I mean, it's like saying, okay, well, now we want to have the legal right to do it legally that you will say yes to. And I'm sitting up here like, well, hold on, we already there. They've been, I mean, they've got places where they store hundreds, thousands, millions of text messages and voicemails and emails and all that stuff. So, I mean, when it's unprecedented, and I mean, we know it's going to happen. Because it's already happening. So, it's going to be legal real soon. It's just, when is it most convenient to bend us over? I mean, that's what we're waiting on. It's most convenient for the government to bend us over. Because they've been doing it illegally forever. And just starting to come out and say, oh, well, we're going to do it legally now. And you're going to love it. I mean, that's how it is. That's the reality. There's no joke to it. You know, I was like, you can't make folks spying on you, well, basically stalking you, funny. I mean, you can, but is it really funny? The fact that they're going to spy on you any which way. I mean, you know, we've been talking about how they can spy on you through your webcam, turn it on, and all this other stuff. And I mean, it's one of the reasons why I work out. So at least, I mean, if you don't spy on me, just in case you was gonna take some pictures and leak some pictures, I look decent. I don't have a six pack that I had this summer. I mean, I got like 3 1/4. So, I mean, I can like blast my 3 1/4 and my chest is not like Tweety Bird. I mean, it's not where I want it. I mean, I can flex my pecs a little bit. But y'all know what I'm saying. I mean, if they gonna spy on you, at least give them something good to spy on. I mean, I don't have any terrorist stories. I'm damn sure ain't blowing myself up to go see no 72 version. I'll take the 72 non-version, the whole 72 virgins, and I'm gonna blow myself up. But man, come on, there's no cause that I'm gonna blow myself up for. I mean, well, there are some causes that are worth dying for, fighting for, but killing poor people, no. And I've said this before, and I guess I should say this. I should affirm where I'm at as far as terrorism goes. I do not believe these terrorists are real, because they are killing poor folks. You're not a real terrorist if you're killing poor people, because the people in charge don't give a damn about no poor guy or poor people that you're killing. So I'm like, how are they real terrorists? I've always thought that those are like what they call false flags or set up terrorist actions, because they never kill like politicians. They never kill folks who actually make policies. They kill people like you and I. We don't mean nothing to the government. We don't mean, they're like, thank you. We've been trying to kill them with poison water in Flint, Michigan, and all the areas of Michigan and everywhere else in the United States. Much less talk about the food that we tried to give them that's messed up. But hey, that's just my thinking on it. I mean, you may think it's something different, but as I see it, I think terrorism, as it's presently construed, is fake. It is government sanctioned, CIA, FBI, whatever, and these things happen, and they, like I say, they're terribly consistent with killing normal folk. They never kill politicians. When they start blowing up senators and congressmen, yeah, I'm like, okay, those are real terrorists. They blowing up Ralph at the restaurant, in the mall, not real terrorists. But that's just me. I mean, I'm in the Bay Area, and I watched them move the homeless out in the San Francisco area. And it's funny, because, you know, they move the homeless folks out, and then they just go down the road or around the corner and whatnot, and then they move them from there. And they, I mean, because basically they're just moving folks out, you know, street by street, eventually trying to get them out of that neighborhood. I mean, what we call, I mean, they homeless relocation. Now, on the other front, people don't see gentrification as the exact same thing. Gentrification is basically moving out a set of people that you don't desire to live there anymore, making the rent and mortgages unattainable to a certain financial demographic and make them move out to where you don't want to be. So it always happens on the dual front. They go after the poor folks, and you know, regular folks are like, yeah, get them homeless folks messing up everything out the way, but they're moving you too. And before I go, because I'm thinking I may need a break, maybe I don't, but there's Bubba from the backwoods who is making some comments in the chat room. And I want to say this, Bubba. You know, I'm gonna go back to the old Richard Pryor days. When you was in the alley, I walked by you. I didn't slap the dick out your hand that you were sucking on. So please refrain from silly comments in my chat room, because I let you work. I let the cum just squirt all up in your face. So please allow me to do mine and go back to the backwoods or wherever it is you scratch your ass. Anyway, back to the show. My hater of the week is Pete Nielsen. Who is Pete Nielsen? Pete Nielsen is a interesting guy. He's a lawmaker, Republican lawmaker out of Idaho, who claim women who are victims of rape or incest are less likely to get pregnant than if they had consensual sex, you know, which was echoing the remarks made by Todd Akin of Missouri back in 2012. Now, you know, this is all about an abortion bill, but the fact that somebody can come out and say, if you're a victim of rape or incest, you're less likely to get pregnant than if you have consensual sex, like, there's a choice there. It's beyond Mike Tyson ludicrous. I mean, it's just, wow. Now, what's funny to me, and I think this is what they failed to mention, is that, yeah, it's less likely for you to get pregnant if you were raped by a Catholic priest, if you were a young man, then you're like 100% safe. But to say that women who are victims of rape or incest are less likely to get pregnant than if it was consensual, I mean, can you say that with a straight face? I mean, can you say that with a straight face? Like, well, you know, you don't got to worry because you're not, it wasn't consensual. So you probably not going to get pregnant. I mean, you can say that. You can say that without, like, oh, I'm joking. It was serious. I mean, Pete Nielsen, obviously. And the people in Idaho, you voted for, that's the guy you voted for. So if you get raped, you like, yeah, you probably not going to get, I mean, it's just trivia. I mean, rape and incest are serious, serious things. But according to good old Stinky T, it's no big deal. And you're probably not going to get pregnant because you just don't want to. That's how it goes. I mean, that's kind of how they see it on TV or whatever, right? Anyway, I am going to go on break. This is the homies at the Hue, Rocket Man.
Donald's so
smart, but don't make me feel good by myself. It's hilarious. I mean, he's like, he's probably like, him and the people behind him are like, damn, what you got to say to make these idiots not want to vote for you anymore? I mean, he's like, shit, I can walk down the street and kill somebody and they'll still vote for me. And they're like, yeah, Donald, go on, kill somebody. You got my vote. It's like, really? There's nothing. I mean, he's trying. I mean, he tried to back the KKK. It's like, he's trying real hard. But there's a group of dumb people who, for some reason, are like, you know what? We got you, Donald. We want you to be dumb as you want to be. And see, I hate to admit it, but this is the reason why the Founding Fathers didn't go with the popular vote. Because they was like, the people are so dumb that they will vote in an idiot because it's popular, as opposed to somebody who's actually responsible with it. I don't know. I mean, as far as it goes, when you talk about politicians, you know, these guys, they're not, when you talk about on the presidential level, I mean, they're the power brokers, or they're ran by the real power brokers. So, you imagine if it was about real popular vote, reality stars running for president and winning, president and vice president be the most popular person on TV. That's it. As you can see it happening. I mean, I know I could. It would not be shocked about it at all. And Donald Trump is still in there. I mean, I thought that he'd been knocked out the box a long time ago, but it's like, the dumber he sounds, the more run he gets. I'm like, man, I'm in the wrong business, you know? So I'm sitting up here like, I would run for president, collect all the campaign fees and drop out, like, you know what? That's it. Take this $10 million that you donated to my super PAC, and I'm just going to go do a couple ads on live stream for like $199. And I'm going to keep the rest. I mean, you hear the ridiculous amount of money that they get donated in this campaign. I'm like, man, this is the money. This money here would solve America's problem. If the money that was given to these campaigns was actually going toward stuff that really matters. For example, Hillary Clinton did a little blog talking about how we need to solve America's student debt crisis. She did an old thing talking about 40 million Americans have student debt, and together they owe more than $1 trillion, and how it's doubled since the Great Recession, and all this other stuff. And how the interest rates are as high as 13%, and we need to solve it now. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Now, I have a plan. My plan was real simple. mean, the banks was too big to fail, and we bailed them out for $1 billion, and they went on vacation in the Bahamas. I'm saying, just forgive all the student debt. You want to jumpstart the economy? Let folks who owe student loans just not owe. Like, you know what? You are forgiven. You're too small to fail. It's kind of funny. You're too small to fail, and so you don't owe anything. Bam. Problem solved. Because that money that they're spending on student loans and the interest will go toward buying stuff. I mean, we in America. You already know. If folks got that extra money that they're paying for one bill, they're going to go and create another one. That's the American way. Makes sense to me. I don't know about anybody else, but I can see it happening. But it won't happen. Now, my other suggestion is, why the hell is there interest? I mean, if you was going to loan, you know, in Muslim countries, they call it usury. In this country, it's just highway robbery, because there's what you borrow, and then there's what they say you owe. When you start talking about that 10, 11, 12, 13% interest, so you actually, in reality, owe $30,000, maybe $40,000, maybe even $50,000. But once that interest gets in, it gets to $100,000. I'm like, you want to help? Get rid of the interest. Makes sense to me also. Just no interest. Just, you just get charged what you owe. Nothing more. Nothing less. I think a lot of folks wouldn't have a problem with it. But that interest helps a whole lot in incapacitating your ability to acquire wealth and just make a little money on, you know, spending on yourself, as opposed to what the reality is. You're spending your hard-earned money on the interest that you owe, as opposed to paying down the actual principal. That's what's sad. That's what's really sad. But hey, student loan debt crisis. We know we're definitely not too small to fail, and they're definitely going to want to get their chunk of change back, even though it's double what it was when you first got that loan. And that's the sad part. You know, you talk about the crisis. I mean, you're making money off of folks trying to make their life better so they can take care of themselves. Ain't that America, right? Ain't that America? That's that John Cougar Mellencamp. Ain't that America? But I actually, talking about debt, there's another debt that you owe. I mean, the American populace has a dietary debt that is perfect example. Me and my cousin, shout out to my cousin, Big C. We holler all the time. She's always throwing stuff at me. One of them is the soy. Now, a lot of people have been told the health benefits, the protein benefits of soy. And then, of course, there's the little headlines, the dangers of soy, and is soy bad for you? Now, as we know, soy can replace the foods that compromise your health, your red meat. A lot of people, soy products, tofu, and tempeh as the replacement of meat and other protein products. Now, the thing is, soy actually is not really what you would call a superfood. I mean, the claim is that it lowers cholesterol, calms hot flashes, prevents breast and prostate cancer, and aids weight loss and wards off osteoporosis and all this other stuff. But where the American Heart Association used to advocate eating soy as part of a heart-healthy diet, they've backed off of that. Of course they have. They come out and tell the lie, and then when nobody's paying attention, say, well, you know, it's not really that good. There's really no real benefit. No real benefit, but that doesn't get on the front page of the paper like soy, it's great for you, when it first came out. And basically, the American Heart Association found out through 22 randomized trials that eating 50 grams of soy a day only lowers bad cholesterol by 3%. So basically, they say, putting it in perspective, you'd have to eat 1.5 pounds of tofu or drink 8 8-ounce glasses of soy milk in a day in order to consume 50 grams of soy. That's a lot. And now, the bad part, soy is on your hormones. You know, it contains what they call isoflavones. It's what they call a phytoestrogen that mimics the effect of estrogen on the body. So if you're a man and you're eating an excess amount of soy, you may be going through that hormonal stage. You might even getting milky titties, whatnot. Because you know how some of you metrosexual men who don't do push-ups, whatnot. My homegirls at gotoppers.org call those guys who need a training bra. That's what soy brings to you. It disrupts your estrogen-sensitive systems in your body, including the reproductive system, which includes the brain, pituitary gland, and reproductive organs. So, if you think about it, it's a government thing. Government tells you to eat this, it's real good for you.
90 seconds.
But then they tell you, after the fact, you know, it's not that good for you. So, think about it. 8 glasses of soy milk. So that you can be moody, like you're on your period, but you're a guy. Probably doesn't work out that well, you know. Guys, we're not that good at that, but it would explain why there's so many emotional men. Just a thought. Anyway, that's my time. I want to thank you all for listening. This, of course, was another Smooth Diamond production. Me, Mr. F the N-word, going hard in the paint as usual. And I will holler at y'all next week. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth.